Today, we want to share with you what a day looks like at your local animal shelter, the Humane Society for Tacoma and Pierce County. Last Monday, our team worked to provide care for three heart-wrenching cases that arrived at our doorstep.
That morning, our veterinary team was working hard to make a treatment plan for the young dog named Shiner, who had arrived with two painful infected wounds. A deep laceration on his neck, likely caused by an uncomfortably tight collar, and a cut near his eye, swollen from an abscess.
Within the first hours of the day, Daisy arrived after being found senselessly shot three times, with one bullet still lodged in her shoulder. The English bulldog was left with broken teeth and a fractured jaw from the gunshots. Our team worked quickly to provide pain medications to relieve her from her constant pain.
Just when we thought we wouldn't see any more heartbreak for the day, 8 2-day-old puppies were found abandoned in a box at a Bonnie Lake park. They had been left defenseless in the cold with no mother to protect them from harm. These little ones require around-the-clock care to ensure they are fed and kept warm.
Neonatal puppies place immense pressure on our limited resources. They were quickly placed in two foster homes to ensure they got feedings every 2 hours and could remain in incubators to stay warm. And as for Daisy, she required extensive x-rays and a complicated surgery to remove the remaining bullet. Specialty medical tools such as light therapy devices will be used to treat the severe neck wounds of the four-month-old puppy, Shiner.
These three cases are just the tip of the iceberg, and the Humane Society for Tacoma and Pierce County is working tirelessly to provide medical care, love, and a chance at a better life for these animals. But we can't do it alone. We need your support to ensure Shiner, Daisy, the eight puppies, and countless others get the care they desperately need.
And this was just one day at our shelter. Every day more animals arrive in need from our community, and we're simply running out of space.
In order to free up critical space, we are hosting a fees-waived adoption special for all adult dogs 2 years and older from March 12th through the 17th. If now is maybe not the right time to adopt and welcome a new furry family member to your home, our shelter is always in need of large dog fosters especially. Donations can also make a huge difference in continuing the care for these animals. Also, helping to keep pets from ever having to enter the shelter system at all is also incredibly important.
If you happen to find a lost dog or cat in your community, the best thing you can do is reach out to your neighbors, post flyers, go door to door, because chances are they haven't wandered off far from home.
There are also services like Petco Love Lost, that uses pet facial recognition to help reunite lost pets with their people. And Facebook Lost and Found pet pages are also incredible resources for that as well.
Yes, and Nextdoor and your Ring camera communities online, if you happen to be in any of those, are very helpful for immediate neighborhood assistance.
I know the three dogs that I have found lost were all within a block of home. So, and I was able to reunite them without them having to spend any time in the shelter. So,
while you're taking every step to reunite the pet with their owner, our shelter is happy to provide resources to help you keep them comfy and cozy in your home.
If you are ready to welcome a new furry family member, here are a couple ways that you can prepare your home.
You'll want to ensure that you have all the basics, food, shelter, and plenty of love. So you'll want to be sure to have a food bowl, a water bowl that's always filled with fresh water for your new dog. You'll want to stock up on fun toys. Most importantly, you'll want to practice patience once you welcome the new dog into your home, because coming from a shelter environment, it's very stressful. It's a different routine than they're used to, and you are a brand new person to them.
You can learn more about the Humane Society for Tacoma and Pierce County and ways you can help, and also the story of Daisy, Shiner, and the eight puppies by heading to our website, thehumanesociety.org.